One thing President Bush won't be doing over the holidays is making any recess appointments. Under the Constitution, he could take the opportunity to appoint judges and agency heads without lawmakers' consent while Congress is on a 2-week break. But the Senate met fleetingly yesterday in pro forma session, so it wouldn't technically be in recess. NPR's David Wellner reports.
It was the same fanfare that always precedes C-SPAN's live broadcasts of Senate sessions, but there was only one senator, Virginia Democrat Jim Webb, gaveling in yesterday's pro forma session.
Senate will come to order. The clerk will read a communication to the Senate.
What the clerk read was the day's only order of business.
Washington, D.C., November 20th, 2007, to the Senate. Under the provisions of Rule 1, Paragraph 3 of the Standing Rules of the Senate, I hereby appoint the Honorable Jim Webb, a senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia, to perform the duties of the chair. Signed, Robert C. Byrd, President pro tempore.
And with that, Webb brought the session to its swift conclusion.
Under the previous order, the Senate stands in recess until Friday, November 23rd, 2007, at 10 a.m.
Thus ended a Senate session that had lasted precisely 30 seconds. Moments later, Webb paused outside the Capitol to answer questions about the brief spectacle he'd just presided over.
What was the purpose of this thing that we just went through here?
Preserving the Constitution, actually. You know, the propriety of the Constitution. I mean, I think that this administration, just like in a number of other areas, has sort of abusing the goodwill of how the Constitution's supposed to work. I mean, they're not supposed to be appointing people for long-term tenure based on the Senate being out of session for a week. So we are making sure that doesn't happen.
Democrats were especially concerned about a recess appointment of Surgeon General nominee James Holsinger, who's drawn criticism for his conservative views on homosexuality. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell went along with the pro forma sessions because he really had no other choice except working through the holiday, according to spokesman Don Stewart.
It was purely political, or purely procedural, excuse me, purely procedural.
You started to say it was purely political. Do you think it is political?
I mean, it was a Freudian slip, but they accomplished about as much today as they have in the entire last month on funding troops, so it's not really a surprise that it happened that way.
Associate Senate historian Don Ritchie says Majority Leader Harry Reid may, in fact, be breaking new ground with these sessions.
I'm not aware of any time in which they've had this situation where they did it deliberately to prevent recess appointments, but I know that during the Reagan administration, Congress was very unhappy with the way the president was making recess appointments.
Recess appointments at that time were even being made on weekends. But if Democrats don't want any more of them under this president, they'll have to keep holding regular or pro forma sessions at least every 4 days. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.